Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Competition Tribunal moved to block the merger of Vodacom and Remgro's fiber business, dealing a major blow to a transaction that would have created one of South Africa's largest fiber providers. And to give us his perspective on the developments around Vodacom and Maziv, we are joined by Dobek Pater, who's a Director of Business Development at Africa Analysis. Dobek, thank you so much for your time. I read the comment on the back of the tribunal's decision, and this comment came from the CEO of Vodacom, Shamil Jasub, and this is what he said, and I'm going to quote him here. He says, "I'm deeply surprised and disappointed by the tribunal's decision." So I'm going to ask you, were you surprised that the tribunal came to this, or what were you expecting?
Good evening, Anastasia, and good evening to the listeners. Personally, I was surprised, although anecdotal evidence, interacting with various individuals and stakeholders in the market over the past several months, I think the general expectation was that it will be more likely approved by the Competition Tribunal, this transaction, but with fairly stringent conditions attached to that approval. I think as we drew closer to the announcement, there were some views or becoming a bit stronger that it may not be approved, and as it turned out, it hasn't been. Most of the industry expected this transaction to be approved, and personally I did as well.
Okay, so let's talk about, there's so much to unpack in that first response that you just gave me here, because if I remember correctly, I think earlier this year, mid-July, if I'm not mistaken, you had MTN that had raised concerns over the proposed merger. And I can imagine as the Competition Commission or the Competition Tribunal, works through this and deliberates on some of the, opening statements that are coming in, they're weighing different parties' perspectives. From the perspectives that, were against this merger or were concerned about it, were there, I suppose, perspectives that were compelling?
Well, there must have been certainly to the Competition Tribunal to have arrived at this decision. But I think if we look at MTN specifically, they remained fairly neutral overall towards this transaction for a reason. There were arguments by some of the operators that opposed this transaction, larger operators and a number of the smaller operators in the market, that it would lead towards a concentration of effectively market power in this new entity, marriage between Vodacom and Maziv, that would become the biggest infrastructure operator in South Africa, telecommunications or digital infrastructure operator. But on the other hand, there were also, I think, reasons or arguments put forward by Vodacom and Maziv CIVH that this transaction, number one, would benefit the industry and the country, and number two, that they would ensure that measures were put in place in order to retain a more competitive environment rather than try to limit the extent of competition that we are currently enjoying in South Africa.
For those who may not necessarily have been paying attention to the developments around this particular proposed transaction, if the tribunal did give it the go-ahead, what would have been the benefits, i.e. what would we have seen in terms of how this plays out for the benefit of, not just Vodacom, but as well as this particular entity?
So if the transaction were sanctioned by the Competition Tribunal, effectively Vodacom and Maziv, which holds Dark Fiber Africa and Vumatel, two large fiber optic network operators in the country, holds those assets, it would allow the company to continue growing and effectively trying to expand fixed broadband fiber infrastructure further into lower income markets. So the benefit would be to reach more households, more individuals with high quality broadband or fiber optic infrastructure, would very likely create additional jobs. We would certainly see quite a bit of investment being injected into this industry. And over and above that, Vodacom proposed that it would set up an enterprise and supplier development fund, and that's specifically for SMEs, small companies, micro companies that the government is trying to promote and to assist in growing that market segment. And I think we need to realize that telecommunications, digital infrastructure is an expensive game. You pour billions of rand into it to build these networks, and then it costs you more to maintain them. And we have seen price declines quite significant over the past few years on fiber to the home, even fiber used by businesses. And the operators, particularly some of the smaller operators, are beginning to struggle to generate sufficient revenue to be able to access new funding to expand that infrastructure. So, it is a market where you need large players with deep pockets. So you need someone like Vodacom, someone like MTN, even Telkom, to keep pouring money into building the infrastructure, improving it, upgrading it all the time. It's pretty much a never-ending game. And the benefit would have been that we would have this one large entity that would have been able to continue expanding, and perhaps we would have another entity in the future, who knows. But the concern from the opposing side was obviously that if you have such a large entity, it may start taking advantage of its position and behaving uncompetitively. In other words, it would start to behave in a manner that disadvantages smaller operators and effectively would aim to exclude them from the market, effectively make sure that they're unable to compete and go bankrupt over the next few years. And then an entity like the new Vodacom Mesis venture would start to gradually monopolize the market, and that could lead to a number of unwanted consequences, such as higher prices, lower quality services, etc. But I think my view is that those opinions were rather misguided.
Given what you've just outlined in terms of what's required and from a capital outlay perspective, it doesn't sound like a very intriguing business or business that I'd want to get into, given how much is required. With that said, then, how competitive is it amongst the smaller players then? What are you seeing?
So when we look at the telecommunications services market, broadband, data, and voice, we need to segment it into two layers. You have the layer, the infrastructure layer, the networks, and all the equipment that comes with it. And that's what this transaction was about, effectively creating a bigger network infrastructure entity in the market. And that's the wholesale element. And then we have the retail element, the service providers, internet service providers who sell to the customers, individuals, residential businesses, such as you and I and businesses, for instance. So at that wholesale infrastructure, network infrastructure layer, we have about half a dozen big operators in the market, and then we have more than 60 small fiber network operators. Some of them, granted, compete on very regionally in limited areas, but a number of them are large regional players or even countrywide players. And so that market is quite competitive. And if we look at the ISP or the service provider space, we've got close to 400 ISPs offering a range of services. And within that, close to 200 ISPs around that market that just offer or that offer services on the fiber optic infrastructure itself. So both at the wholesale layer and at the retail layer, the market is very competitive at the moment.
Okay, so Vodacom said that they are awaiting the tribunal's detailed reasons for prohibiting the transaction. And then, I suppose as they consider their options, that may include appealing in the competition appeal court. Apart from this, what are you going to be paying attention to as it relates to this particular transaction? What's intriguing for you?
Well, we'll wait until the reasons are published, because it would be interesting to understand what led the competition tribunal to arrive at this decision. And then obviously the RAFTA would be interesting to see whether this will be challenged by Vodacom. Vodacom slash Maziv, they both may decide to pursue that route. And then thereafter on the outcome, because this would set a precedent. So, this is probably the first attempt at a transaction of this nature, of this magnitude in South Africa. But there have been others. I mean, MTN has made an offer for Telkom, and specifically looking at OpenServe, the infrastructure company within the Telkom group, also with the objective of creating a larger entity in the market, telecommunications network infrastructure entity. So if this this particular transaction, Vodacom with Maziv, was not sanctioned, it would set a precedent and possibly prohibit similar transactions in the future. The arguments put forward would need to be a lot stronger, I suppose, in order to convince the Competition Commission and the Competition Tribunal that it should be allowed. If Vodacom and Maziv challenge this decision and they do win, again, it would set a precedent and we'd probably see at least another transaction, similar transaction taking place in the next few years.
Tomek, it's always great having you on the show because I think you tend to give us a lot of clarity in terms of some of the developments happening in the telecom space. And we really do appreciate the time that you take to engage with us. So thank you so much. That is Dobek Pater, who's a director of business development at Africa Analysis.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.